Well, Iran is stepping up cooperation with the world's nuclear watchdog, having imposed restrictions on inspectors since February. The International Atomic Energy Agency will now be allowed to install new memory cards at key atomic sites and be able to continue filming. The announcement comes after what's been described as constructive talks with the agency's head, Rafael Grossi. He's been on his first visit to Tehran since Ibrahim Raisi became president last month. Well, these talks are coming as world powers try to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. Iran signed that agreement back in 2015. It was designed to limit Tehran's nuclear ambitions in exchange for sanctions relief. But then in May 2018, then-President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. and began reimposing sanctions on Iran. In November 2020, the IAEA reported that Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium had reached 12 times permitted levels. And the organization says Iran has limited access to its nuclear sites now since February. Well, earlier this month, Iran's new president said his country is ready to revive talks on the 2015 nuclear deal, but not under Western pressure.
I've said previously that we will definitely have negotiations in our order of business, but not with the pressure that the other parties are pursuing. This pressure has failed before. The Americans and Europeans have experienced multiple times that these negotiations, along with pressure, do not work. What we are pursuing in these talks is the lifting of the cruel sanctions.
Well, Israel's prime minister has called on world powers to keep Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. Naftali Bennett wants a time limit on international negotiations.
I'm calling on world powers, don't fall into the trap of Iranian deception that will lead to additional concessions. You must not give up on inspecting sites, and the most important thing, the most important message, is that there must be a time limit. The Iranians are dragging on. We must set a clear deadline that says up until here.
Well, for its part, Saudi Arabia says it still has doubts about Iran's nuclear program and warns that future agreements must be sustainable.
We have been clear and said that we have doubts about the nuclear deal with Iran, and we feel that there are not enough inspections. We want there to be an agreement on the Iran nuclear issue. Existing agreements have many flaws. Iran must respond more positively, and there must be sustainable agreements. We stress that Iran's nuclear program must remain peaceful, and there must also be a sense of reassurance on these doubts, as well as threats that Iran may pose.
Well, let's bring in Mark Fitzpatrick. He is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and an Associate Fellow with the International Institute of Strategic Studies. He joins us now from Washington, D.C. Mark, there was a suggestion that Rossi had been offering to visit Iran since the election, but that the Iranians weren't keen. I believe the Russians were involved in brokering today's visit. So why now?
The Iranians were playing brinksmanship. They resisted giving in to the IAEA request until the very last minute, the very last minute being today, Sunday, because Monday, the Board of Governors of the IAEA will meet. And had there not been an agreement to service these cameras and to replace the memory chips, then the IAEA board would have voted on a resolution censuring Iran, and that would have led to Iran in a huff not agreeing to go back into talk. So this was very important that Grossi was able to achieve this today. It really was the last minute.
Sure. Well, Mark, I recall when you were in Vienna, you were, I believe, in charge of liaison with the IAEA. This nod that we're seeing now to cooperation from Tehran, is it enough, do you think, to as a step to avoid censure for Iran at that meeting next week?
Oh, yes, it's enough to avoid censure. It doesn't do anything else, hardly. I mean, it averts a crisis. That's the big step today. It averts a crisis. It doesn't solve anything because the issues are all still ongoing. And as you mentioned, Russia was involved in this arrangement. So was the United States. Actually, all the parties to the JCPOA worked together behind the scenes to arrange for Grossi to be able to get to Vienna.
Well, just to be clear about what's happened, the IAEA is going to be able to switch out its memory cards, but is it actually going to be allowed to take home footage? Is there still some contention about that?
Oh, I think you're right about that. I think it's just that they're going to be able to replace the memory cards and service the equipment, make sure it's all working. I don't think they will be able to take back the old memory cards. But I want to make one other thing clear, because it's often misunderstood. Iran still has access to the enrichment hall and other nuclear facilities in Iran. It just doesn't have access to these cameras at sites that were additionally part of verification under the JCPOA.
Right. Well, given that so many different signatories to the JCPOA have been involved in trying to make sure that this didn't happen, I want to take stock of where the talks are. We've obviously got a new hardline Iranian president since negotiations stalled back in June, and now a US president who's also dealing with the fallout from Afghanistan and having to find a new approach to Tehran's new administration. Where do you actually see this going?
You know, the talks that were going on in the spring could have been settled at any time if Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was willing to make a compromise. He wasn't. And then the talks were suspended to wait for Iran's presidential election in June. And then, to everybody's surprise, Iran hasn't gone back until still now and maybe another few weeks before it goes back. And the big question is, will the supreme leader make the compromises that are necessary to make a deal? For example, he says that all of the U.S. sanctions imposed under Donald Trump must be lifted. The United States is willing to lift all the sanctions that would impede implementation of the JCPOA, but not things that are extraneous, like sanctions on human rights, totally irrelevant. There are a couple of other sticking points. I think they can be negotiated if there is a willingness to be flexible. And I haven't seen that willingness yet on Iran's part.
Well, we'll have to see how that goes in the coming weeks and months. Mark Fitzpatrick there, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, speaking to us from Washington, D.C. Great to get you on Al Jazeera. Mark, thank you for joining us.
Happy to talk with you. Thank you.